see, you got recoil in your, that ball in your wrist, you go backward, but you want to go, keep going. Don't let that recoil slow you down, you know. Just keep, and use your big toe. Hook it in the ground and just grip and just, your ankle, you spring it, see, you do this way, you know.
Yeah.
You shove this way, you shove that way, you shove your whole body, you just, zip. It's a fast, zip.
I bet I couldn't do it.
Well, it's just born to me, you know.
Yeah.
My own brother stretched an antenna, radio antenna, about 30 feet off the ground. He had an insulator on each end. That's the one that got killed in the car wreck.
Yeah.
I said, Lester, see that your insulator up there? I'm going to break it in two. He just laughed at me. I just drew back and hit that thing right in the middle. Just.
Mm.
And then, you know, it was about...
He didn't laugh then, did he?
No, he just almost cried. He's about that big around, about that long.
Then he had to restring the wire, too.
Well, he never did. He worked a lot at getting it up in a big old tall tree, and I knew it was going to happen before it did, see, because things happen before they do. I go into that a lot, see. They happen before they do. I've seen that.
All right.
I've seen cars. I go to car races. I've seen cars wrecked before they ever got to that...
What's ESP or something?
Oh, yeah, I have that. It's
really?
The most beautiful thing in the world.
Oh, that's neat.
My daddy had it. He had that stuff, and you inherited it. Mama had it, and her sisters had it.
You got it from both sides of the family.
Uh-huh. And Pop could read your mind. He could read. He said, kids, you can't lie to me. I'll read your mind. We was about that tall. Well, I wasn't knowing about ESP.
Yeah.
But he had it, and we all had it after we grew up. Now, we all got it, and it's a wonderful thing.
Well, it's kind of scary when you're a kid and your parents say,
I can read
your mind.
And then he can. Yeah, he did. And when he'd come home, he'd know what we'd done. We'd broke a window light. He knew that. But he'd go and find it. See?
Mm.
He died pretty young. You know, he lost his health. And my daddy was he bought the first radio that's ever come out.
No
He's interested in all things like that.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah.
He was an inventor. His uncle... Well, he had an uncle that made a gun out of a piece of, you know, he was a gunsmith. He had one that made violins. He cut the tree down and hewed it out with by hand. See? And one of them made the Studebaker wagon.
No kidding.
The Studebaker people stole it from him. And I've been threatened to get, if I had the money, to go up there and just bless them out. They had this 20-mule team bull racks of the Death Valley days. You ever see that, the old
one? Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. One night they had the story of that wagon. All right. They told it just like my daddy did, except the Studebaker boy built it and put it in a bar, and he told like that. But they lied about the show. It was true up till then. But my uncle made this. It was, I think, about 6 foot long. It was a miniature, you know. It had wheels, and it was a burst house of rubber tires. It had spring seats, springs in it. You know, the old wagons didn't have no springs, you know. You've seen them in the pictures.
Yeah.
All right. He carried the St. Louis Fair and put it on exhibit.
St. Louis Fair.
Uh-huh.
Neat.
Well, they lived in Arkansas, up there in Arkansas.
Is that where your father's part of the family was
from?
Yeah,
he came from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
In Missouri, just over the line, just across the river.
Yeah. I'm trying to write that down. I'm supposed to find that out and see.
Anyway, here's what happens. Now, it gives you an idea of what happens at a fair. You've been to fairs, haven't you?
Yeah.
You sell, exhibits. All right, he exhibited that, and he didn't patent it. So these people going around, they always go to these fairs and looking at these things so that they can get an idea how to do something. So they copied every detail of that thing and went back I believe it's St. Louis where the factory was. They went back and built that wagon, every detail, and my daddy... His uncle just sick about it. He lost a fortune right there, but not patenting that, see? And he couldn't do nothing about it.
Uh-uh.
And they always scouting around. Now, these inventors or the people like that are scouting. They walks at you, they're scouting for new ideas. Mm-hmm. So they go to this fair, and he had it on. And I just wonder where that wagon is today.
I wonder.
I imagine it's still in